Welcome to Real Money Radio, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Here's your host, certified financial planner, David Holland.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So you are wondering what's going on with the market, right? You've seen what it's done. It's been up, it's been down, it's been up, it's been down, up, down. It's like a drill sergeant calling out calisthenics or something. I don't know. But it does make us scratch our heads sometimes. And on one hand, we hear news like, okay, that should be good. And then the market doesn't react the way we expect it should do under that condition. Or something else happens and it goes down for no reason. You're like, what happened? And then we've got Federal Reserve policy. We've got, you know, the whole interest rate question. We've got job reports that come out and they're not as good as they expect them to be, but then the market goes up. I mean, it's a strange thing. I know, and I live and breathe it every day. So I feel your pain. I do. And so let's do this. Let's bring on somebody that's got some opinions of his own, another financial planner that I know and have seen out there and has a good reputation and can give us some additional perspective. So you're going to get two financial planners for the price of one today. And his name is Anthony Saccaro, and he is president of Providence Financial. His website, providencefinancialinc.com. And he is the founder and president of his company. He's been a financial planner and a registered investment advisor, just like me, for 15 years. I got a couple years on him there, but that's okay. And he's worked a lot with individuals like me, does a lot of estate planning, financial planning, does a lot of public speaking, well-respected and sought after. So we got him. He's on the line. Anthony, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, David, for having me.
All right. Was that good? Did I say it the way you told me to?
You absolutely. I'll send you the check later.
All right. Well, listen, it's really kind of a treat for me because, you know, I get a lot of different guests and I like to cover a lot of topics on this program. I call it a financial lifestyle variety show. If it's got financial in it, I drag it into the studio. But it's nice to also take a moment and talk to somebody like you that has been around, has seen bull and bear markets, works with people every day like I do, and get your thoughts, you know, about where the market is, what's going on. And a couple of things that's really interesting about Anthony, he's been featured in Wall Street Journal, USA Today, Los Angeles Daily News, Fox Business. He's also gone through that Ed Slott training. Ed Slott is a titan in our industry on IRAs. He's gone through specialized training there. So he's walking the walk and talking the talk. So let's do this. Let's dive into this part, Anthony. Where do you think we are with the markets? You know, a lot of people are saying, hey, it's had a really strong run. It can't go on forever. Other people are talking about still got a lot of room to run. What do you think from where you sit?
Yeah, I think a lot of the people that are talking about it has a lot of room to run are the stockbrokers who are selling stock, quite frankly. I think the average everyday individual feels that the market really does not have a lot of room to run. We have a 200-year historical cycle, historical trends, if you will, that actually show that the way the market works is there are long periods of time where the market really does not produce any return at all, zero return, followed by long periods of time where the market produces a 15% plus rate of return. And we're in one of those bear market cycles at this point. In 2000, when the market started to, when we had the first crash and that tech bubble crash, the stock market started to enter into another longer-term bear market cycle. And on average, these cycles have lasted 20 years and have all had at least three major drops. And we've only had two so far, and we're only 14 years into this one. The first major drop in 2001 was a 40% drop in the market. The second major drop in 2008 was a 55% drop in the market. And quite frankly, over 200 years of history, there have been many times where the drops have gotten successively worse. And I believe, I have no problem saying I think we could have another 50 or 60% correction in the market. A lot of people don't agree with me, but history tends to tell a different story.
That's a big number. I'll just say it, Anthony. A lot of the talk out there, and I agree with you about, and one of the things to point out about what Anthony and I both do, we're both what I call hybrids. You know, that doesn't mean we're from another planet. Although somebody might say that, but what it means is that we do both. We do what the stockbroker does, and we do what the insurance agent does. We do both. We're financial planners, and we can access the securities world, investments, mutual funds, all of that stuff, and also look at the safer, more conservative programs that might be available through an insurance company by way of annuities or long-term care or life insurance, things like that. So from where you and I sit, Anthony, you know, I like my vantage point, and I'm sure you do too, because it lets me be, I think, very objective or at least impartial and say, okay, what do I think is right for this person? What do I think is right for today? But if there's somebody that is in a capacity where all they do is sell stocks, and it's no different than the person that all they do is sell diamonds or sells gold, they're going to have their talking points.
That's correct.
And I think you're right to be very skeptical about that with your comments about who it is that says. I read, I mean, I don't remember the name of the brokerage firm, and it's not important, but I read some brokerage firm the other day saying that, you know, with the S&P 500 recently being in the 2,000-point range, they were quoted as saying, we're very much expecting a 3,000-point S&P 500. And I was like, it was a 33% growth from where we are now?
Yeah, that's a huge growth, but I'm not surprised that it comes from a broker. You know, I believe that part of the problem with the entire financial system out there is that the brokers are taught to be optimistic about things. And you know, what a lot of people don't realize is they don't realize that all of these big Wall Street firms that employ these analysts, that they have a product that they sell, and that product is stocks and mutual funds. You know, people think that when they walk into a firm, they're going to get non-biased advice. And the reality is that's far from the truth. The advice that they're going to get is advice that the broker got from the analyst, who is giving the research to the broker that is in the best profitability and the best light for the profitability of the firm that they represent. Mm. So there is no biasness out there. There's no non-bias out there. It's all biased information. And you know, that's the nice thing about our model, is that we can talk about stocks if we think that's right. We can talk about annuities if we think that's right. We have access to everything out there, and it takes the bias away, and I love that.
I wake up every day, and I love that. I love my job. And I, you know, let me just be candid. I sometimes feel sorry for people that are the financial folks that are in what you just described in that environment, Anthony, because I couldn't do that. I've had opportunities, and I have, you know, in my work career, especially early on, you know, kind of deciding what I wanted to do, and I decided to start an independent firm so that I could do exactly what you're talking about, is pick and choose what's best for the person without somebody telling me. Because a lot of people don't know this, and I know you do. If somebody works for one of the big brokerage firms, they're an employee.
That's right.
They're told what to do. It's not, you know, it's not like, hey, I'm with them, and, you know, hey, I'm with them, and I put my business. No, you're an employee, W-2 often. That means they tell you what to do. And so back to kind of our core thing of, you know, the talk about the brokerage firm saying that S&P 500 is going to go to 3,000. Well, here's what I'll say. It could, but I would not be surprised to see a pullback. And then it may take quite a while to get there. It could. I mean, you know, would you or I have said, hey, the Dow is going to be at 17,000 points in 2014? If I'm honest, I probably wouldn't have said I thought that was going to happen.
Yeah, I agree with you. I wouldn't have said it was going to happen either. I've actually been calling for a severe pullback since the latter half of 2011, beginning of 2012. But the reality is the reason it hasn't happened is because of this artificial manipulation by the government and by corporations. You know, corporations are doing a lot of stock buybacks now, which essentially makes their profitability look a lot better, even though they haven't increased earnings at all. They've laid off people over the last years, and that's helped increase profitability. They're saving their way to profitability, and yet their revenue hasn't increased, contrary to what they want you to believe out there. So that the corporations are manipulating things, their own balance sheets to make it look better. The government is manipulating the government's balance sheet with this quantitative easing. And all of this artificial input is causing the numbers to look much better than they really are. And it can't go on forever.
Well, and that was going to be my point. And I agree with a lot of what you're saying there, Anthony. It can't go on forever. And we are allegedly at the end of the toward the end of the taper, and you know, the tape's running out, so to speak. And at the time you and I are talking about this, the bond buying's at about $25 billion per month, you know, which is still a huge amount. I think, you know, it's always relative. You know, at the height of the program, it was what, up to $85 billion or so?
$85 billion.
Yeah, right. And so, but you know, $25 billion a month is the size of Greece's economy.
That's right.
Yeah. So we're still talking about a big number. So I think your skepticism is well placed because we have yet to see whether this market, well, two pieces, whether this market and this economy can, do what we hope it's going to do. The economy might be able to, get its feet underneath it and, build over time, but the market could definitely pull back. And, that really brings me to another key thing, and we'll take a quick break. We'll come back and talk about this, Anthony. I'd like to get your thoughts, and that is making sure you are positioned correctly, be it a market pullback, a correction, a full-blown bear market, or this massive sell-off that you talked about, or a terrorist attack, that people be positioned properly. So we'll come back and talk about that. Stay right there.
Where can you find more spin than in politics? If you said financial services, you'd be correct. Ask a stockbroker how you should invest your money, and what do you think he'll say? Ask an insurance agent the same question, and what do you think you'll hear? Unfortunately, when an advisor is limited in what he can offer, he is often understandably biased. You'll need to ask questions. Ask advisors what products and services they can and can't offer. Ask about their licensing and credentials. Remain skeptical. This public service has been brought to you by Holland Financial. We want to help you plan stronger. For more information, call 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com.
And we are back. Anthony Saccaro is my guest, president of Providence Financial, providencefinancialinc.com. And I was remiss. Anthony is a chartered financial consultant.
I am.
Excellent.
Thank you.
And Anthony is a chartered financial consultant. Is there anything else I missed in my original introduction? I felt badly I left that off.
No, that's fine.
Well, that's a big one. I know that's a big one. I remember, this will date me, Anthony, so I remember lying on the floor in the condo my wife and I were living in when we first got married, listening to the study tapes, lying on the floor, and they were cassette tapes.
Okay. Yeah,
that was my.
I don't even remember that. No, I do, but it was a long time ago.
Okay, well, that was my study material for the Chartered Financial Consultant designation. All right, so let's talk about this because I think it would be helpful for, I like talking about it, and our listeners get another perspective here. So what do you say, Anthony? One of the things that I know a lot of people, they see where they are, maybe they've had a good run with the market, they've had good returns, maybe they're getting closer to retirement, or they're getting closer to needing to use their money, or maybe they're already in retirement and they haven't made the transition from the accumulation phase to more of this conserve, protect, and distribution phase. What do you say to them about getting that right? I mean, it's hard for people, to let go, but, we have these things that are out there, and all it would take is for somebody to blow up a plane or blow up a train or put a train into a chemical factory or sneak something, a nasty bomb across the border.
Yeah.
What do you say to that?
Well, it does require a paradigm shift. And I have this conversation every day with my clients because we specialize in individuals that are either coming upon retirement or that are already retired. So part of the challenge is they've been doing something for 40 years. They've been dollar cost averaging. They've been putting money into their 401k, having the money taken out of their check, every single check, and building up this account. And now for the first time ever, they're actually going to have to start living on income that is not from their work. And they're going to have to start taking money out of their account. And that's an extremely scary proposition. And many people are worried about running out of money. What I would say is that you need to do it right. You need to work with a professional who understands and who knows how to get someone through retirement. Every one of my clients will retire one time, but I help dozens of people retire every week, just like you do. And so you need to do it right, work with someone that knows how to do it right, and don't make willy-nilly decisions without putting some analysis into it. For example, Social Security. Now, a lot of people say, well, I'm going to take Social Security at 62, or I'm going to take it at 70, and there's lots of different philosophies about
right,
that. But,
right.
but the reality is, if you run software, there's hundreds of ways to take Social Security, and we often see the difference between the best way And the worst way could be $250,000 or $300,000 over someone's lifetime.
You're exactly right.
So you want to make sure that you do it right. And then with your pension, you know, a lot of pensions allow for lump sum distributions. And the question is, do I take a lump sum or do I take a monthly income? And do I take a monthly income with my wife as 100% or 75% or 50%? And all of this is really numeric. There's a lot of options that are out there that a lot of people are not even aware of that professionals will help guide them. For example, we help a number of our clients take a single life annuity as a pension and use the difference between what they would have lost if they would have taken the joint life, use that to buy life insurance to help replace the income that they would lose if they died prematurely. Sometimes it's a better way to go. Not always.
No, and that's why it's an individualized planning process that you're following, Anthony. And that's the thing that a lot of people aren't really always aware of. That, you know, I think that they don't realize that it is an individualized thing. It's not one size fits all. And, you know, I've worked, as you have, with hundreds of people. And, you know, each person's different. And, you know, so, and Social Security, golly, you're spot on there, you know, and there are tools available to advisors like you and I that lets us do this analysis and actually look at the best way. But you can't do that in a vacuum. It's got to be done alongside everything else, because these decisions about when to take Social Security, you only can make those decisions if you have other assets that can help supply the income at different times. So it's got to be all really done together. And that's what the planning is for.
Yeah, that's your 100%. I always talk with my clients about the fact that every single one of their intricacies in their retirement is just one piece of the puzzle. Whether they have a mortgage or a home that's paid off, that's one piece. Their RMDs and retirement accounts, one piece. Pension, one piece. Social Security, one piece. And too many times, I will have people come up to me who know I'm a financial planner, and they'll say, well, I've got $100,000 in the bank, or I've got $250,000 in the bank. What do I do with it? And my answer is, I have no clue, because you just gave me one piece of the puzzle, and you want me to put the whole puzzle together.
Oh, come on, just tell them. Come on, Anthony.
And it's just impossible. But the nice thing is when I do meet with them, and just like when you meet with the client, we can actually tell them what's best for them, because we're not swimming upstream with one arm tied behind our back, because we've got a firm behind us that's offering a promotion for this mutual fund of the month.
Right.
And I love that position. I started my own firm for one reason, and that is so that I could sit down with the client nose to nose and say, I don't care what's available. I don't care what is in your best interest. The fact is, we can offer it. It's not what does Anthony have to offer. It's what's available. And
exactly.
What's
it's the latitude that really people don't realize is scarce among some financial folks. They just don't realize that they think that you have everybody's got access to everything, and it's not true. And so that's why we do it the way we do it. And, you know, depending on who you talk to, you know, there's an old expression, I know you've heard it, Anthony, that if you only have a hammer, everything looks like a nail.
That's right.
And so to do a financial plan, you need a tool belt. You need all of the tools around your waist to be able to figure out what to do. And especially for that person, as you described earlier, that's trying to make this transition where, you know, you work your whole life and everything then boils down to when you're ready to retire. For many people, you know, the pensions are a lot scarcer than they used to be. It boils down to one decision. You've got this lump sum, you know, of house equity. You've got your 401k. You've got maybe cash money, non-qualified regular money. You've got these things. And now you have to figure out how to take that lump sum and have it last the rest of your life, deal with inflation, deal with interest rates, deal with all these things, and also an unknown longevity.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And a lot of people don't understand that retirement is all about income. It almost doesn't matter what assets you have. You need to have positive cash flow, and you need to find a way to be able to get that. And the fact is that with enough income and being able to adjust for inflation over time, you're going to wind up being fine. But a lot of times people will ask me, you know, they'll say something like this. They're making $150,000 a year. I had this happen the other day. An individual making $150,000 a year said, hey, Anthony, I don't know if I can get 80% of my income. Well, where did you hear about 80%? Well, that's what they all say. You need 80%. You need 80% of your income to live.
Yeah.
I said, well, wait a second. What are your monthly expenses? He goes, well, $5,000 a month. They go, that's $60,000 a year.
Isn't
you might not be able to get 80% of your portfolio, but if you can get $100,000 a year, as he could, then he is right spot on. You know, and there's a lot of confusion out there, and by working with a professional, you will unclear the confusion.
Well, you're right, Anthony, and I'm a little bit of a skeptic, I will confess, in this regard, that I think there's a reason why they say it's got to be 80%, because then that means you need to accumulate more. Everybody's got to have their number. What's your number, right? And those numbers are all huge,
right?
Because in order to get there, what do you have to do?
That's right.
You got to gamble. And the way you gamble is to stay pedal to the metal all the way out, and that means being, for many people, too aggressive, and they can't sleep, and it stresses them out, and then it puts them at risk for one of these corrections. And, you know, it's a little bit like, you know, driving. You get on the interstate, you're going on a trip, you know, you put the cruise control on, you cruise along, you're doing a, you know, pretty good clip. But when you get to your exit, you got to start slowing down. You got to signal, you got to put on the brakes, you got to ease off. You don't want to be that person and have to cut across four lanes of traffic and kill everybody else and yourself.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. When you have a when you're up ahead in the game of life, and it's the fourth quarter and there's 2 minutes on the clock, and you have enough money to last the rest of your retirement, you have enough to be able to take income and never have to worry about running out of money, why start shooting a bunch of pointless three-pointers?
Yeah, I was going to say, don't start throwing passes, run it out. You know, there's an expression that I've heard, and I'll think of who it is in a minute here, Anthony, but I heard it, and it was, at retirement, all of the decisions and all of the issues coalesce around really this central question. When you retire, will you outlive your money, or will your money outlive you?
That's exactly right.
And so you want to design your plans accordingly. And so, you know, there's neither one of us are perfect, but there are ways to do this that make sense for people, and it's just that people have to be willing to say, okay, let me take a look at this. Let me see what I'm doing. Let me make sure I'm on the right track. And the only thing that's required is that they have an open mind and be willing to take a fresh look at it. You and I could probably make this a six-hour show just telling stories about people we've met with and how, you know, they've been doing things and the changes that we can make that really help them, and they just don't know till they can sit down and talk with us.
That's right. That's right. You don't know what you don't know. They say that what you don't know can't hurt you. That's just a lie. And you know, I kind of look at it as, it's kind of like dentistry. You know, no one really wants to go to the dentist. They're a little worried about the pain that it might cause. But every dentist will tell you the same thing, and that is, the longer you wait, the more painful it's going to be and the more expensive it's going to be.
That's true.
If you just get it done now, then you don't have to worry about it. The challenge is, while you're waiting for the dentist, there's some pain going on.
Yeah.
But too many times, while people are waiting from 65 to 85, they don't find out that they're out of money and should have done something different until it's too late when they're in their 80s. And the time to fix that is now, not when they're 85.
Amen to that. Anthony Saccaro, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Have you considered an annuity as part of your retirement plan? Did you know that over the past 10 years, Americans put a staggering $2.3 trillion into annuities? Despite their popularity, many people are unsure about annuities. Why? Because annuities have been attacked for decades by financial folks who offer competing products or services. A lot of money is at stake. So you can imagine that financial firms who only offer investments don't want you to consider an annuity. Get the facts. Call Holland Financial to get your free copy of Annuities as Part of Your Retirement Plan. This booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities, as well as straightforward information about their costs, features, safety, and income potential. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com. Do you have financial questions you'd like answered on this show? Send them to questions@planstronger.com. You will remain anonymous.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Anthony Saccaro is on the line with me, president of Providence Financial, providencefinancialinc.com, chartered financial consultant and investment advisor, financial planner. Good guy. We're having a good conversation. You know, there's a lot we can get to, Anthony. I think that the thing that people also, you know, kind of continue our conversation about the analysis. You know, I know that you do this, and it's a big part of what I do, and I love doing it for people, is that analysis, that second opinion about where they are. I had a person the other day that I talked to, and I just have to share this, and you can, you know, you can tell me your thoughts on it, and I'm sure you have similar stories.
Sure.
This person was referred to me by somebody that cared about them and wanted me to look at what they were doing. And you know, I'll collapse it down into this one point. There were several things that we talked about and we identified that they just didn't know about. And what we found with our analysis is that they had two-thirds, 65, 70% of their money that was invested in the market, 100% in the market, 65% of the money was in mutual funds and stocks that were rated 3 or less by Morningstar. And for our listeners, Morningstar rates mutual funds and stocks on a 1-5 basis, 5 being the best, 1 being the worst. And they do it on an apples-to-apples basis compared to other stocks or investments like them. So they had 65%, Anthony, in 1, 2, and 3 star funds. Now, probably when they started, when they originally were recommended to them, they were, I hope, better rated. But they're not today. And that's just, not only is the money at risk, but it's in stuff that's not, they're not getting good bang for their buck.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You know, I see that all the time. And a lot of times, in addition to that, what I notice is that all of the funds that they happen to be with the firm that they're with, the proprietary funds. Each of these firms has, as you know, has their own set of funds. It's almost like walking into a grocery store and buying their private label product. I mean, they're usually a little less expensive. They make more money on those because they make them themselves. And all these firms have their own mutual funds. And when I see a client that has, you know, 10 or 15 or 20 different mutual funds, and they're all 3-star or less rated, and they all happen to be with the same firm that they're with, then you just know that it was bonus month that the individual signed up.
Well, come on now. It's entirely possible, Anthony, that in each of these situations, those fund choices were the best for that person.
You know, there's 10,000 mutual funds out there, and, you know, these firms might have 100. I mean, what is the likelihood that any one of these firms happens to have the best bond fund, the best short-term, you know, stock fund, mid-cap? And what's the likelihood?
I'll let that one just hang in the air. There you go. Well, that's interesting stuff, Anthony. And I will applaud what you're doing because I really subscribe to it. And if somebody hasn't had the opportunity to experience, whether it's me or Anthony, or find somebody like us and get that independent perspective, where when you sit down, you're working with somebody whose job it is to do what's best for you, not for the company they work for. And have somebody actually tell you what's best for your situation, so you can make good choices. And, you know, that's why I'm in this, Anthony. I'm sure you feel the same way.
Well, absolutely. And I know you're out there trying to do the best you can with helping everyone. And doesn't it feel good to be able to, you know, actually swim around with both arms free and both legs free and kicking and be able to help someone do whatever it is actually in their best interest? You know, it's wonderful, and I know you do that for your clients there, and just like we do, and yeah, it's wonderful.
It's a good thing. Anthony Saccaro, ladies and gentlemen, president of Providence Financial, providencefinancialinc.com. Go to the website, lots of good resources there, a newsletter, things like that. And so, Anthony, I appreciate you being on, and we'll have you back, and we can check in and compare notes on the market and other timely financial topics.
Absolutely. Would love to come back, David, and I'll have you on my show at some point, too.
So. That sounds very good.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.